Hey, yo, it's your boy, Roots Maneuver, bigging up Agent J on Unity Radio, one of the greatest radio stations of all time. And big up Agent J, because, you know, Agent J play the wickedest tune all the time. Yeah, Banana Clan in the house. Big up, everybody.
That bloke, that geese, that guy. Cool in a room, never fooling around. Majestic, turn my penny to a pound. How cruff the rock, the break none cuffer. Straight gully, them's the sons of the gutter. Flame flows, flame flow. Price of cane flow.
From a beautiful dream, I felt to myself, today is a day for a dreamy day.
Roots Maneuver, it's a pleasure, man. How was that for you?
Very sweaty, but you know, a lot of love. You know, Manchester's like home from home. You know, I think in a parallel universe somewhere, I was born in Manchester because it's like it's so familiar. You know, apart from the heat tonight, it's just so such a pleasant thing to do, and you know, try out new tunes and just go off on one. It's just like breathing. It's really simple to play in Manchester because there's just so much love, so much appreciation.
Most of the heat from those three lights, four lights on it.
Yeah, flipping lights. But there's so much people squeeze up in there.
Is it? We're calling this a pre-tour tour then. Yeah, we got a new album going down in summer.
Yeah, in August, yeah, new album. Well, probably, yeah, that's the official release for the new album, Slime and Reason. That's going to be released on Banana Clan Big Dada. And yeah, we've just been bubbling, you know. It's like, you know, we've been blessed over the years. You know, we always seem to be able to link with the promoters who come up with crazy ideas. And this is the pre-tour tour. It's not quite the tour tour, but it's the pre-tour tour. It's like, it's more, it's like for the people's
thing. With regards to like the sound of the new album, obviously like a melting pot of massive influences on the last one. With the new album, have you achieved a sound that's in your head?
I don't think so. I think that's a crazy, futile fight to try and achieve that sound, which is what's in my bloody head. But yeah, I think, you know, it's like with the years of being in the business, you know, we kind of get closer to what we want, but you know, it's never perfect, otherwise we wouldn't be going on doing it all the time. You know, it's like it's just all the records that have been made over the years are just building blocks, so just references. Yeah, like a game of Jenga that can't be knocked down.
Tell me about the evolution of Banana Clan a little bit. Did you how long has the label been active? Because I remember seeing a lot of 45s. Like, I thought it were reggae 45s. I saw a Dawn Penn one knocking around. Has that evolved now into like, this is my label, I'm going to release my album on it together with Big Dada? How is it working?
Yeah, it's a bit complicated because, you know, we've got the 7-inch thing, which is just like, which is primarily just a vibe thing. You know, we're constantly in the studio doing things, and you know when either Gordon or Ricky or any one of the rest of the crew feels a vibe and they want to put out tunes, they just do it. You know, it's not really a money thing. It's just a vibe thing. You know, it's just a communication thing. You know, I want to do later on this year. I'm going to try and like compile some of the 7-inches into some kind of compilation album or some kind of mixtape. So that the broadsheet readers can get into it as well as the hardcore vinyl followers.
Last time I saw you were DJing at Turnmills, I think it was the Jurassic 5 after party, about a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago. You got any more DJing on the cards, or have you been doing much?
No, I the DJing thing I kind of stopped because I really couldn't get no one to understand the way that I was DJing. You know, it's just like, it's too much weird booking, so it's like, rather than just rape the scene for a DJ booking that didn't understand exactly where it's going, because I'm coming from a DJ
booking you for your name rather than for your maybe your scope, your psyche.
Yeah, booking for the name, and it's like they're booking, it's like a backdoor way to kind of get Roots Maneuver on the fly, when, you know, a lot of people associate with me with a live experimental thing, you know, and they come, they hear me DJ, and then they're halfway through DJing, they're like, oh, I'm DJing, just get on the mic, you have the top, get on the mic, and it's just like, well, I come to DJ. Yeah, standard.
How are you feeling British music at the moment? I mean, you're going to come out with a new album, you're going to be representing British music to the world. But how are you feeling generally, the scope is?
Yeah, I feel good about it, you know. I feel it's so open-ended, and I feel that there's so much more work to do, and there's so much more pride to invoke in the people about what's happening over here. You know, there's so many bands out there, so many people like active, just doing their thing, and it's like, I think in terms of a market that's about love, I think definitely UK music is definitely more about love than anything else. That we ain't, because there isn't so much of an infrastructure like ready to play in the mainstream market. It's like people just get on with their own thing, and it's like it's just coming out with so much creativity now. Like it's quite unbelievable.
Is there anyone in particular you're feeling? DJs, artists.
Yeah, I'm feeling like Domo and Broken English, and you know, that people like IG Culture, New Sector Movement, you know, Ty, people like you know, Ricky Rankin. There's so much people like Ricochet, Kalashnikov, Sway is doing his thing. You know, I think it's great that people are kind of, the artists out now are kind of beyond being called one thing. It's just like, you know, it's lovely to talk about UK music rather than talking about anything, whether it's old school, new school, or whether it's real hip hop, or whether it's crunk, or whether it's bassline. You know, it's like everyone's just meshing up everything so much now that everybody's a bit confused as to what anything's called. It's just. You know, grooves and words, and that's all it's ever been, really, for me, you know.
Did you ever get around to, I had an interview with you a couple of years ago, you were talking about maybe wanting to learn an instrument. Did you ever get around to maybe joining the full band lineup on the Roots Maneuver tour? And will we see a full band lineup with you maybe twiddling some lead guitar or?
Yeah, I think so, yeah, definitely. I'm not really gonna do a tour that would be specific to a band. I think I'm going to do a series of shows, like maybe like out of 20 shows, 5 or 6 will be specifically with a band, and the rest of them will just be as they come. What? Chicken? Dumpling? Dumpling? Sorry, man. The dumpling comes in, isn't it?
Rodney, at this late hour, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. What's next for you in the next couple of days?
We're going to Newcastle tomorrow, day after we're in Leeds, and on Sunday we're in Nottingham. You know, this is like a pre-tour tour. Whoa! And I'm going to try not to choke on chicken. A lovely jerk chicken here in the Mint Lounge. Your mama's cooking.
Nice one. Thanks, Rodney.
no pride, they interrupt my grieving. Teardrops dropping for the pain of the world. Best friend dies, she was just a little girl. Left me here to fend for myself. The pain never leaves, we just learn to cope. When the devil needs hanging, we tie up the rope. The shout pull, let's put an end to this bull. Zed, how many years before we practice what we preach? How many tears before we truly clinch the peak? Only to find that there is no honey on the moon. Official crew with the unofficial crew. I'm all things to all men, all of the women, all the children. Just sit with it, I'm taking to my sadness. Who's the hardest?
Who's the hardest?
I'm all things to all men, all of the women, all the children. Just sit with it, I'm taking to my sadness. Who's the hardest? Jokes on